From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Norgrove with your headlines for Monday, April 15th. New federal regulations would deem many wells across the North State as unsafe. The new rules concern the amount of PFAS, or forever chemicals, that can be present in drinking water. Exposure to PFAS has been linked with severe illnesses, including cancer. According to an analysis by the nonprofit media outlet CalMatters, hundreds of wells in California would exceed these new safety standards, including nearly 30 wells in the Chico area that are served by Cal Water. The agency has been testing for these chemicals since 2013 and has begun the work of treating unsafe wells. Evan Markey, Cal Water's Chico District Manager, says part of the funding for water treatment will likely come from a lawsuit.
We're going through a litigation process with the manufacturer of these chemicals to recuperate some of the funds that will be required for the capital investment for the treatment, but it's not going to cover everything.
Markey says Cal Water is also pursuing state and federal grants to fund the project. Water managers have 5 years until 2029 to reduce the PFAS levels in drinking water wells. And we'll have a longer conversation with Markey coming up later in headlines. Stay tuned. For now, a bill to incorporate the science of reading in California's public schools died without a hearing in the state legislature on Friday. CAP Radio's education reporter Srishti Prabha has more.
The science of reading is a teaching practice with five major pillars: phonemic awareness, vocabulary, comprehension, phonics, and fluency. More than 50 organizations supported a bill that would have mandated the practice in the state. However, the California Teachers Association, along with the advocacy coalition Californians Together, opposed the bill. Executive Director of the coalition, Martha Hernandez, felt the bill focused solely on phonics.
A problem is that it's being applied in a narrow way, and it can impact the integrity of bilingual programs.
Christopher Nellum with Education Trust West, an organization focused on educational equity, said they had been hesitant to support the bill, but felt such legislation was needed.
If we continue at the pace we're on, Latino students in our state, the majority of them would not be at grade level until 2046. The majority of Black students in our state would not be at grade level in reading until 2071. So that was why we were interested in the bill.
Currently, over 60% of Black and Brown students are not meeting state standards. Al Muratsuchi, the chair of the Assembly Education Committee, hopes to reintroduce a better version of the bill next year. In Sacramento, I'm Srishti Prabha.
The former chair of California's Assembly Health Committee has a new target in his sights: investment firms buying up healthcare companies in the state. CAP Radio's healthcare reporter Kate Wolf has more.
For Democratic Assembly member Jim Wood, there's a clear route to his new proposed legislation.
All this work starts from back with Sutter Health.
For decades, Sutter Health grew by acquiring other hospitals and physician practices. In 2018, it was sued by the state attorney general for violating antitrust laws.
We now pay more for health care in Northern California than in Southern California because Sutter systematically was able to corner the market.
Sutter did settle with the AG and had to change its anti-competitive practices. Wood says he sees private equity companies following a similar trend, buying up healthcare facilities and provider groups. During a hearing about the bill, he pointed to studies showing the trend leads to higher prices and worse quality for patients. He wants the AG to have more oversight.
This bill does not prevent these acquisitions. It does allow the Attorney General to review them to ensure they are in the best interests of patients.
These services do depend on constant innovation and investment.
Ronnie Berdugo with the California Hospital Association spoke in opposition to the bill. He says the language is unclear, and requiring approval from the AG will be another hurdle in greenlighting needed investments. Kate Wolf, CAP Radio News.
Finally, the first federal drinking water protection standards for PFAS, or forever chemicals, were announced by the Environmental Protection Agency last week. Exposure to PFAS has been linked with severe illnesses and cancer. According to an analysis by the nonprofit media outlet CalMatters, hundreds of wells in California would exceed these new safety regulations, including nearly 30 wells in the Chico area that are served by Cal Water. NSPR spoke with Cal Water's Chico District Manager Evan Markey about the future of wells in the area.
We started testing for these compounds actually back in 2013 as part of the federal government's unregulated contaminant monitoring program. So we've been aware of their existence. We've understood that a regulation for these compounds was likely coming down the line for some time. So we have tested all of our active sources and continue to do so on a quarterly basis. And we've been already preparing for the required treatment on the sites that will need it. And we're working on design, and we want to get those implemented well ahead of that 5-year compliance timeline that the federal government set.
What will be done to bring these current wells into compliance? Is it possible to remove forever chemicals?
Yes. So there's primarily two types of treatment that we're evaluating right now. One is a granular activated carbon media filtration. We already have 4 of those at different sites here in Chico for other contaminants. The other type of treatment technology is an ion exchange. You know, it has different pros and cons, but we're evaluating which ones, which would be the best fit for each of our sites in our system here in Chico at this point.
With these new federal standards, forever chemicals are being discussed widely. How big of an issue is this, and specifically for people in this area?
It's definitely going to be impactful. We are going through litigation process with the manufacturer of these chemicals to recuperate some of the funds that will be required for the capital investment for the treatment, but it's not going to cover everything. There's also state and federal grants available that we're pursuing, but it will impact customer rates down the line.
Whose responsibility is this for protecting against and cleaning up forever chemicals in water?
Obviously, we didn't cause this contamination. It was, you know, we're still not even 100% certain how a lot of these chemicals got into our groundwater supply. But it is the water purveyor's responsibility to ensure that it is removed to those levels once the MCL goes into effect here in 5 years. So obviously we want to be well ahead of that 5-year timeline. We're being very proactive, but it will be ultimately, you know, here in Chico, Cal Water's responsibility. Throughout the country, whoever their water purveyor may be will be responsible for removing those chemicals if they're present.
What are the challenges for you and your company in implementing these new standards?
I think the sheer volume, we're currently proposing to install treatment on 15 of the wells. The other ones we would eventually replace down the line. So just that impact of having to do that number of projects within that time frame, I mean, the 5-year time frame obviously gives us some bandwidth, but we want to do it as quickly as possible. And also, I think because this is a federal standard, these treatment systems are going to be in very high demand. So that's another reason that we wanted to be very proactive and get ahead of it before there is such a big rush on these GAC and ion exchange systems throughout the country to ensure that we don't have really long lead times for the vessels in the media.
That was Cal Water's Evan Markey speaking with NSPR. The recent Cal Matters analysis showed a handful of wells in other North State areas also exceeded the new levels for PFAS. That includes Redding, Red Bluff, Willows, Oroville, and Marysville. NSPR is following up with local water agencies in those areas to confirm the findings. And those are your headlines for Monday, April 15th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Ava Nora Grove.